But first up, a story that raises more than a few ethical questions. Should a nonprofit foundation make $3.3 billion selling royalty rights for a drug that treats its own donors and members? Can we as a society afford to pay for a drug that costs more than $300,000 a year for the rest of a patient's life? Carolyn Beeler has the story about the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and the drug Kalydeco it pushed to have created.
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disorder that causes thick mucus to build up in the lungs and pancreas. That mucus leads to digestive problems, lung infections, difficulty breathing, and a life expectancy of around 40 years. The drug Kalydeco was approved by the FDA in 2012, and it's the first to treat the root cause of the disease instead of just its symptoms. For patient Sean O'Malley, the drug was literally an answer to his prayers.
You know, growing up with this disease, it was something that was always talked about, you know, a cure or even just a drug like this that would come along and really help people with cystic fibrosis. So it was life-changing. So when it did come out, it was revolutionary.
The 27-year-old Mechanicsburg resident is one of only about 1,000 patients in the entire United States with the genetic mutation that this drug targets. Since he started taking it about 2 years ago, O'Malley gained 15 pounds, stayed out of the hospital, and has breathed easier than ever before.
Stuff normal people without cystic fibrosis would take for granted. I mean, going up a large flight of stairs or jogging to catch the bus, you know, anything like that could have left me winded and holding all my friends back. And really, that's something that's gone by the wayside ever since starting this drug.
O'Malley says he was shocked by the drug's $311,000 a year sticker price, but he only has to pay a $15 a month copay. That's because to make sure people can actually afford to take this drug, Vertex Pharmaceuticals has a patient assistance program. It pays for O'Malley's deductible each year and for the deductibles of other patients on private insurance. It also helps with copays and gives the drug away for free to uninsured people who make less than $150,000 a year. That means the insurance companies are the ones actually paying for this drug. And really, that means anyone who pays insurance premiums or taxes that go to Medicaid. You, me, and everyone else. The drug's high price is raising eyebrows, despite the patient assistance program. Last month, some of that attention moved over to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation when it sold its royalty rights to Kalydeco and future drugs for $3.3 billion. University of Pennsylvania ethicist Zeke Emanuel says what the foundation owes its members and donors from that payout isn't yet clear.
To be honest, we're not 100% sure. This is uncharted territory, and thinking through exactly what we think the obligations are is brand new.
The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation isn't the only one practicing venture philanthropy, providing early seed money to spur drug research and potentially reaping rewards later on. But the size of this payout, that is unique.
The big windfall they're getting is not a direct result of the successful drug. It's a direct result of the successful drug priced at a very high price. And that high price is a direct impact on many, many cystic fibrosis families, including some that help contribute.
A spokesman for Vertex defended the drug's price, saying it has a broad benefit for patients and took 14 years to bring to market. Cystic Fibrosis Foundation President Bob Bell says he too has concerns about the drug's cost, and he didn't have a say in pricing it. But the foundation sold its royalty rights when it did to turn that money into research funding for a cure.
No one's profiting here. We're going to make the investment back to the patients. The only conflict of interest would be we may not make these kinds of investments.
Last month's payout is a return on a $150 million foundation investment in Vertex to get the company to start researching cystic fibrosis, which only affects about 30,000 patients in the entire country.
And they will tell you today that these drugs would not have been available had we not de-risked them.
Kalydeco only works for roughly 1,000 Americans with cystic fibrosis. Last month, Vertex submitted a second drug for FDA approval that would target a different mutation and could treat up to 8,500 Americans in combination with Kalydeco. That would bring relief to more people, but also cost insurance companies and Medicaid programs billions. National Association of Medicaid Directors head Matt Salo says recent high-cost specialty drugs have pushed his members to more closely scrutinize new treatments.
It has fundamentally changed the conversation, and now everything that comes out of the pipeline is going to be looked at to say, you know, not just is this a great breakthrough, but has this been priced in such a way that has made it unsustainable in the real world?
Part of the problem, he argues, is that drug companies think figuring out how to pay for their expensive treatment is somebody else's problem.
And I think that is, unfortunately, not a very helpful attitude, because we are all paying for this. This is a program that is funded entirely by state and federal taxpayer dollars. And there is a vested interest in all of us in making sure that the program is going to continue to be around for the people who are going to need it.
As for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, ethicist Zeke Emanuel says it will have to tread lightly to bring new therapies to market without overly burdening patients financially.
The experience with that kind of dilemma has made drug companies persona non grata. People look at them very suspiciously. And if the foundation is not going to tarnish its image, it's probably going to have to figure out how to reconcile those two ethical imperatives. And so far, I don't think they have.
Others disagree. Since it was founded in Philadelphia in the 1950s, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has sponsored many of the major medical breakthroughs in the field. It commands incredible trust from doctors and patients like Sean O'Malley. He believes their promise to reinvest the $3.3 billion to find a cure.
In my experience with the foundation, that seems to be their first and utmost priority.
O'Malley doesn't have a problem with the foundation's big windfall, even if we're all eventually paying the bill. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.